if you're a more introverted leader, you might notice your colleagues get way more credit than they deserve or more credit than you're getting. I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And today I want to help you, if you're more introverted, make sure that you get proper credit and acknowledgement for the contributions that you make. I'm sure it can be irritating if you are more introverted, that is self-contained, seeing your more extroverted colleagues get more credit and accolades for what they contribute. Of course, people should be evaluated based on the actual value they deliver, but a little bit of promotion and marketing probably doesn't hurt either. So as usual, I've got three tips for you in today's Leader Feeder. Tip number one is being a little bit more self-promotional and tell people about what you did and how it worked or the results that were generated. It's not showing off to tell people, here's what I took care of and here's what happened as a result of that. Because assuming that your manager always sees the contributions that you're making is probably a bit of a dangerous assumption. Inevitably, people only know what's brought to their attention, either by them observing it, which would be the best way, or by you letting them know what you did. So you don't have to boast. You simply have to say, this was the situation. Here's what I did to take care of it. And here's the results. And it doesn't hurt, of course, if some of those things involved other departments and other teams, because if you're seen as a person who delivers results by interacting with others and bringing solutions, it'll make you look better as well and help your boss take notice of you. Second tip, say what you think and be sure to attach that to something in the organization or the business. So a lot of times introverts do think about a lot of things. They get up in their head about a lot of things, but they don't always articulate what their thinking is. So they might be pondering something, and meanwhile, a more extroverted colleague will simply blurt something out, and of course, management likes the fact that they spoke their mind. So as an introvert, you do need to reveal what it is you're thinking, and especially how it'll affect the organization and affect the business. Some introverts think as long as we do the right thing, that should be the thing we focus on. But reality is many managers are thinking about how does that help us increase production or generate better results. So again, say what you're thinking and try to attach it to how the business is affected by that. Third tip, recommendations and decisions. This kind of connects to that second tip, but I think you need to be prepared to speak about the things that you'd recommend, even when you're not totally certain if they're going to work or not. Because if you float ideas that are recommendations and management likes those ideas, you'll get credit for having made the recommendation. Whereas if you keep quiet about it and someone else recommends something and that causes the organization to go forward, again, that doesn't necessarily reflect the good stuff it should on you. The decisions, again, introverts might be a little bit wary of making decisions for fear that that puts them in danger, especially if those decisions turn out to not be awesome. But remember, in an organization, organizations are always taking risks of some kind, right? You're always doing something without knowing for sure whether it would work. But it does work most of the time. So having a decision and making a strong recommendation can help you in terms of standing out in the organization. Now, I know some of this seems like just public relations or PR or marketing, but remember, part of managing your career path is making sure that you do get the right amount of recognition and acknowledgement for the contributions that you make. So instead of necessarily keeping it all to yourself, I want you to at least share things, but share it in a way that's helpful for the organization and for others. It won't be boasting if it's true. Now, we also help leaders get better at so many different leadership attributes, and we do that through our on-site training in frontline leadership or through our virtual training studio. We now can deliver all of our content remotely to you and your team. And finally, we do have a number of on-demand products. We even license our training to be delivered by trainers inside your organization. No matter what your needs are, why not reach out to us through our website at uniquedevelopment.com. And connect with me on LinkedIn, on Facebook, or on Twitter so that I can help you along in your leadership journey.